This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 169. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy. I couldn't even say that. 169? 169? I don't know.
Yep. It's how we just change how we decide to say numbers every week.
You put me on the spot there for a second, and you didn't even put me on the spot. I just looked at you, and I was like, oh, God, she's going to, what do I say?
As if she's not done 169 episodes of a podcast.
Hey, it's like the first one all over again.
Yeah, no way.
No,
I'm your other host, Ray. No, we've done a lot of content, and I'm sure, you know, the numbers are so important because I know all of our listeners are just like, I need to go back to episode 33 and listen to that. And let me share.
78 was the great one. Yeah.
It was. I mean, you got to send that to your friends to go catch up and listen, you know.
I couldn't even tell you what 78 was.
Not a clue. That's because we don't have a Mikey Grinnelli like Chicklets does. We don't have any like producer helping us reference and or look things up. It's just us, guys.
Yeah. Just us.
It's just us and a bunch of bad boys this week.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people we ain't never heard of.
No, we ain't never heard of.
we ain't never heard of. Listen, I've been watching Married to Medicine. It's a Bravo reality show. Mm-hmm. It's in the South. And I just sometimes wish I was that quick and could think of these like phrases that they think of. At just like the top of the hat, they're like, be grown. I'm like, oh, that's so good. How do I use that and not sound like me? You know, like when you need to do something that's difficult, you know, it's like, Breezy, just be grown. Okay. Like it doesn't come out the same.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, but I love these women and they're spectacular and I wish I was as quick as they are. But we've got bad boys, legends, celebrity all-star captains. That's exciting.
But I'm also confused.
Yes.
Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
No.
We're
confused. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hockey dads we have to discuss. We have to discuss the PWHL making some strides. We've got some updates to our conversation from last week. We've got some Taylor Swift hockey related content.
Oh,
and
you're just throwing some new stuff at me.
Hunks of the week. Yeah, I added to the document yesterday. That'll be great. You'll have a totally unbiased reaction. That's not the right word. Listen, we're doing this earlier. I have been up for a while and I have had coffee. However, what do you think of the legend Patrick Waugh becoming the head coach of the New York Islanders?
Cool. That's my reaction.
Okay. Tell me yours.
They need help, right? So you might as well give them help.
Yes.
Really, it's just one of those where it's like, who are you going to bring in and what are they going to do? Like, whoever the person is, I don't care who the person is, but whoever the person is, they need to make an immediate impact.
And if you're looking for an immediate impact, I think Patrick is the guy, just given his historic emotional, passionate Stanley Cup championship winning when he was a goaltender essence.
That's a good word. That's a great word.
I did some research. So I've obviously, okay, my reaction, you asked me, I'm scared of this man. Just based on the clips on the internet that I have seen of him Like, I would be terrified of this person, which is funny because most people are afraid of Tortorella, but he doesn't scare me at all because I like respect him and his, he backs up what he says. I obviously I don't know much about Patrick Waugh, but as far as like his coaching, but from what I have seen, it is absolutely terrifying. And then
I feel like people on the island need that though. Do they even play on the island? They're rough. You need kind of that.
Yeah.
Whip them into shape.
Yeah. I think he's a good fit for that fan base. For the team, I'm not so sure. I watched an interview he did on MSG with Shannon Hogan, and she asked him about how quickly do you try to implement your style of coaching and play. And he said that he's not in any rush to do too much too quickly. It's all about making immediate changes, but like more slow and steady. Those aren't his exact words, but
yeah,
he's realistic at least about his approach to implementing these things. And the players sure look at like full attention on the ice with him during practice. He's already got his first win. That's exciting, of course. He's got a huge list of accomplishments that I don't want to run through. You can go look it up on Wikipedia. But he last coached in the NHL, the Avs, from 2013 to 2016. And then he's been with the Quebec Remparts. It's a Canadian major junior hockey club for the past five seasons. He also was there before. He spent a lot of time there. His two sons played there when he coached. There's some questionable things and antics that he does. Have you seen any of this?
No, I haven't. I'm going to need to look it up.
Yeah, he's tried to fight other coaches. He tried to fight Bruce Boudreau. Behind the
bed. I remember that.
There is a lot of fire in this man, and I'm a little hesitant to be super excited about it just because one, it'll bring entertainment value, of course, but two, like growing the sport and moving it forward. I don't know if this is the example we're trying to set, and I don't know. Are we the WWE or are we the NHL? You know, it's this like balance. We need that scripted entertainment value. Well, the NHL isn't scripted. That's the NFL. But this is just, I don't know. I need to see a little more before I can get on the Patrick Waugh coaching bandwagon.
Okay. That was a lot more than my cool.
He's smart. He's talented. He's won multiple Stanley Cups. He knows what it takes, and it'll be interesting to see what he can do. And
you know who that reminds me of, who we're probably going to see as a coach one of these days, and it's just going to be so fun because why wouldn't he be a coach? Because why wouldn't he just try to be a part of every single team in his career? Is Corey Perry.
I can't. I was really excited that you were going to say somebody really exciting, and then you just bottomed out. You just out.
He's got some cups. I don't know exactly. What did you say again? He's smart. I don't think Corey Perry's smart. He's definitely not smart. He's a little talented, but I don't really like admitting that.
Correct. Neither do I now. He's now playing for the Edmonton Oilers, apparently a team that will just take anybody who's behaved very poorly off the ice and, you know, broken any player conduct rules. And
also, if you're trying to chase a cup, you're going to sign. Don't get me wrong, the Oilers are doing well, but like, the history with that.
But it's because he's cheap. Because my idiot team, the Blackhawks, we're paying him $4 million a year, and he signed a $775,000 contract with the Oilers.
But it includes performance bonuses.
Oh.
Silver whoopee. Lining.
Whoopee. Whoopee. And then I gotta tell you, I really don't even want to talk about this because this, entire storyline with him this season is just
ridiculous.
We have no answers. We have no clarity. We have no truth. We have no nothing.
I saw that he was, it was a alcohol abuse. That's why he was taking a leave of absence.
Yes. And he said that in the last 2 months, the very long 2 months, he has made big strides in his behavior. Like, really?
Me too. I've done the same.
As a person who's been not in alcohol rehab, but like in therapy for many years, trying to work on themselves and grow and change, I can tell you this much. Fucking nothing happens in 2 months. Okay? You make like this much of a baby step forward in like one area or maybe one realization of your life. It's a bunch of bullshit. I just can't. I can't with the lies and the BS and all of that is just so frustrating. I wish there was a little more honesty, a little more Tortorella type of conversation happening. And of course, Corey was like, I can't talk about what happened in Chicago because you know they made him sign some kind of NDA or something now because this whole thing has just gotten so out of hand.
Well, at least he's not a part of the Hawks anymore because the Hawks don't need any more bad juju on their name.
No, we don't. We shouldn't have signed him in the first place. But alas, here we are. So he's back on the ice. And this is also not to say, I mean, do you believe people can change, Breezy, and have second chances and improve?
Yeah, they can, but you have to have the right intentions and mindset, and it's a forgive but not forget situation, I think. And then you're not always trusted. So what's worse, like getting a second chance or not getting a second chance? You have to weigh out that option. Like, is the second chance of not being trusted and people still looking at you weird and like still remembering your past, this and that, worth just separating yourself? I don't know.
Yeah, I think to Corey Perry it is. And I think, I don't know that maybe it affects him in this way, but I think a lot of other people would, that would be punishment enough to constantly have to be reminded of the mistakes you made.
Yeah.
But you've changed, but it's your constant sort of punishment, if you will, to be reminded of what you did and why you changed. And
yeah. It's just funny to me that he went from the Ducks for so many years, right? To, did he go to Dallas?
He was in Tampa.
Dallas, Tampa, Montreal, because he played for the Cup final in Montreal. Remember, and like,
oh, that's right.
And he won a cup with the Lightning.
I don't know. I was not looking up his stats.
He was going, and then he went to Dallas. At some point, he was in Dallas. I know that. And now then he was with the Hawks. But that was just kind of he knew that they weren't going to win. He probably did that because he knew he was old and he's not going to win a cup there for another couple of years at least.
He went for the money because the Hawks were stupid and offered him $4 million.
Yeah, and then now he's going to Edmonton for dirt cheap. Well, what he probably deserves, to be honest. And he's still trying to chase it. He just likes to go to teams who win. Don't get me wrong. Like, you need to go to a team that's winning to, like, make you feel better. But don't think he's going to win a cup with Edmonton this year. I would be very shocked.
There's no way. I don't think so. We're asking about the teams. Ducks, Stars, Canadiens, Lightning, Blackhawks, now Oilers. And then I was trying to find the...
You know, for hating him as much as I do... Well, no, it's because I try to avoid him.
Right.
So
it's okay.
Yeah.
I was forced to take a good hard look at him for the brief time he was a Chicago Blackhawk.
And then you're like, whoa, I get it now.
I get it now. Mm-hmm. I get it now. Oh, no. He only won a cup in 07.
He didn't win with the Lightning? Because he won with the Ducks.
No.
Or did he get traded right after they won the cup?
It looks like he just has the one. And he was like the jinx of playing with Tampa, is what I vaguely recall.
Oh, maybe that was the case.
Let's see. How many? He won once just with the Ducks.
Okay, that just made my day, actually. I'm so happy right now.
Good. It's just another reason for me to dislike the Oilers team. So I'm happy for that. I was like, great, another notch on my reasons why I dislike the Oilers and why they won't ever win a cup with the way they currently have their team. I think that's enough about Corey Perry. Should we talk about some fun stuff?
Yeah, I'm curious about this All-Star game.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have celebrity All-Star co-captains, is that's what they're calling them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Co-captains.
Yep.
So Matthews and Bieber, obviously.
Duh.
And they would obviously wear the red jerseys because, like, Toronto, right?
We're wearing blue, it says.
I mean, yeah, sorry, blue.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going? I know the difference between red and blue. Good morning. How are you? McDavid and Arnett to wear white.
Will Arnett.
I love the Hughes brothers being co-captained with Bublé. I just like the co-captain of the Hughes brothers. I feel like that's really cool.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
And they're wearing red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're wearing red. And then McKinnon and McRae, which I don't even know who that is. But
who is Tate McRae?
Apparently she's a singer, songwriter, maybe. I think that's what I read. I'm also very confused on the entertainment for the All-Star. I don't know who any of these people are.
I don't know what this is that you wrote in our notes. I was reading this like, did she have a stroke and is writing this? And what are these words? Chexery?
I kind of did while I was writing this. I was like, what is this? The Glorious Songs. Apparently that's a band. I've never heard of them. And we're probably going to get trash talk for this. Oh, and then there's someone named Talk. And then whatever that, I think it might be Cherry.
But Cherry, it's with 22, an X.
With an X, because it's cool. Always got to put an X when it's cool. She's going to be singing the Canadian anthem. And then, is it Dinah Jane? She was a part of Fifth Harmony. I read that. Singing the Fifth U.S. Harmony, anthem.
That was like 100 years ago.
I don't know. I'm like, who are these people? I mean, you got Bublé in the building and you're not going to have him sing? You have Bieber in the building, you're not going to have him sing?
Yeah, and what about Chad Kroeger? Nickelback, right?
That would be so cool, actually.
Did I have the wrong band?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are those people? What is this? I know the league is really leaning in hard, especially with this All-Star game and in Toronto, to this next generation of hockey fans. And
where's Drake? Bring Drake. That would be crazy.
Why isn't Drake behind the bench?
Or The Weeknd.
Or The Weeknd. Or Ryan Reynolds. Where's he? Oh, he's too busy playing soccer. Coach.
Well, I was just going with Toronto-based guys like Drake and The Weeknd should be right there.
It should have been an all Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Which it could be. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have no idea where these people came from.
I don't either, but I don't know. Maybe Will Arnett is from there, but I'm not entirely sure. Either way, I just don't think it's going to bring the hype. I think there's too many things happening. There's too much going on. You've got celebrity co-captains. You've got this draft situation where now these people, these celebrities and the captains are now going to draft the players. It's going to be too much, I think. I think there's too much going on. It's too confusing for the fans. It should just be a lot simpler. And then not only with the skills competition, that's always super confusing. They've made these elaborate skill competition things to try to be creative, but the rules are impossible to follow. We've talked about this the last like two or 3 years where it's like, there's a little too much happening. We just need ABC. We need XYZ. We need tic-tac-toe, 1, 2, 3. Like, it's too complicated.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. I do watch, like, watching the skills comp, but, like, I don't watch it for, like, who's going to win or anything. I just watch it because, like, that's all that my brain can handle is just watching
it. Exactly. It's just too complicated. And I think the celebrity co-captain thing is a great idea. However, they're also going to have real coaches too. So there's going to be real coaches. There's these celebrity co-captains. Are they playing? Are the celebrities playing?
I think so.
Are they just there to be a celebrity and picking the team?
I don't know. Maybe. I couldn't find any answers.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know much about Tate McRae. I couldn't tell you one thing about this person other than she's some sort of vocal person. But I don't get the feeling she plays hockey. Prove me wrong, Tate. And Tate McRae fans, prove me wrong.
We'll see.
I guess we'll see. Listen, I'm not watching that game, but... Here we are.
Here we are.
We'll watch the clips.
Yes.
How about let's go from this like next generation to the older generation. Let's talk hockey dads. Okay. Did you see there's a lot of hockey dads to talk about? Four. First, I think it started in Vegas. Jonathan Marchessault and Alex Pietrangelo's kids were on the ice during intermission playing, you know, the like Munchkin game. What do they call it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Munchkin.
I don't know. Midget. I know what you're talking about, though.
Midget. Yeah. Midget? No?
I probably. I don't know. It's whatever. Early. I don't know.
Where the little kids go on the ice and they play a makeshift hockey game for... 5 or 6 minutes. Well, either way, Marchie's and Pietrangelo's kids were playing and they sat on the bench and watched them play. It was super cute. And they were given high fives. And then I guess Riley Smith was there and came over to their side of the bench. And he's out with injury, I think. And he came and watched. And I don't know if it was Marchessault or Pietrangelo, but one of them was telling their kid, like, hey, look who's here. And it was Riley. And they were like, I just can't even imagine being a little kid. And these people, these players are just like the regular, these are your dad's friends that just like, you know, and come over, but they're like legends and they don't have any clue because they're just kids and it's just their reality. I don't know.
It's pretty funny, actually.
I love it.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then Nick Foligno, Papa Foligno in Chicago, because he's been out with a broken finger from his fight in New Jersey for Connor on behalf of Connor Bedard. But he's actually a coach, I think, of his kids team or a team and little kids team. And he was out there coaching during intermission again, doing the same thing. And it was really cute. I'm here for this.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're also here for the women's hockey.
Yes, that too. But also, hold on, one more thing. Keith Tkachuk.
Oh, I forgot about Keith Tkachuk.
Tell everybody where he is and what he's doing.
Actually, I don't. I just saw a clip and I was like, he was just the dad?
He was on the dad's trip with Florida with Matthew.
Oh, that's what it was.
He was on the trip with Matthew for the dad's trip, and they went to Nashville.
Oh, that's cool.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, if I ran into Matthew Tkachuk in Nashville, that would be so fun.
And Keith,
that would be way fun. I mean, I already hung out with all the Kings dads that one trip, but like, I feel like I would want to hang out with Keith.
Yeah.
I would buy him beers. I would just buy him beers at this point.
I don't think he pays for beer anymore. I'm sure everybody just wants to buy him a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
I didn't have time to look because I feel like there's no historical documentation on the internet about, like, if Keith was on a dad's trip with Brady before, which I'm sure he was. I don't know if they do that there, if the Sens.
I think last time they did was a mom's trip, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's just, like, you can't, like, Google it because it doesn't come up. And it doesn't, like, come up on Instagram when you search Instagram. Like, Brady Kachuk dad's trip. Like, yeah. I don't think it comes up. But anyway, he was also, inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Keith Kachuk was. And there was a whole great, like, sit-down interview. And he's just a legend.
Just a legend.
Yep. Okay, now we can you can talk about the PWHL.
Just the standings. I mean, I clicked on them the other day and I was like, Minnesota's number one.
Tell me
they're
more.
Crushing it. So Minnesota, let's see here. So they are number one. They have 12 points. And then they're followed by Montreal with 10. And then New York at 8. And then Ottawa, Boston, and Toronto are all sitting at 5. Which I was confused by because I'm like, Boston?
I know. Hillary?
Speed it up.
Hillary, what are you doing?
Megan? Let's go. Speed it up. What are we doing?
But the irony that Toronto is in the bottom.
Is in the bottom, yeah.
So much heat that, like, Leafs fans gets on the NHL side for not winning a cup, and then Toronto just really struggling in the PWHL to find a rhythm or whatever it is the irony is not lost.
Yeah. I also just realized that this is the original six of the PWHL, and that's really cool.
Yeah. You just realized that. Hello.
Hey, you stop that.
You stop that. You behave.
You be good. You be grown.
You be grown, Rachel. Be grown.
You be grown. I need to be grown on that one. Oof. Hello. Earth to me. Oh, I'm sitting here, I'm like, wait a second. Is that three and three? That's six. That's six.
Yeah.
Welcome to my brain.
It's okay. I think we've all thought that at some point. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Madison Packer of the New York team in the PWHL. You know how we were talking about the Wags and the Bubs and the Bags and the Habs and the Hubs and whatever last episode? Well, I spotted her Wag with one of their kids up on the glass. They're holding the kid on the glass, cheering for mom. And it was the cutest thing. And I found the content. I don't know that it was put out by the PWHL, but love it. It's happening. And the name that I was given for the dad husband thing was Bubs.
Oh.
Boy, like for hub, like hub, like short, taking the H out.
Okay.
Boyfriends and husbands. Bubs.
Interesting.
Okay. So that land. Great. We can move on.
Okay.
Also happening in that league, the Ottawa team has, and I didn't figure out the whole thing, but Ottawa has a dog, like a team dog, Lando. And I don't know if it was just one of the players' dogs or if it was a seeing eye dog or a training dog or whatever, but the league is doing as much as they possibly can to bring the content and do the things that we see in the NHL, but in their own way, of course, and just sort of capitalizing on the things that they know the fans love, which is dog content.
Very much so.
So they have a retriever named Lando who's
That's cute.
Was I working like for the Ottawa team. God, that. I still hate that they don't have names, because I was like the Ottawa Senators, and I almost said the Sens, and I know that's not what it is, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Taylor Swift in the NHL.
Yeah.
Well.
Lay it on me.
In hockey, not in the NHL. Okay. There is a team called the Chicago Steel.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of the USHL.
Okay.
It's a some sort of league of hockey. And they're hosting an Eras night, like Taylor Swift's Eras tour, in February. Mm-hmm. And they made their jerseys look like the Eras tour logo and t-shirt that we've seen everywhere. And it's pretty spectacular. So all of you Swifties who are hockey fans, get your butt to Chicago in February, go to a Chicago Steel game, and get your make your hockey dreams come true and Taylor Swift dreams come true with the Eras Night jerseys.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. They're definitely playing on the market right now with, mm-hmm. with how popular her name's always popular, but like it's really popular right now. Yeah. Kudos to them for actually doing something marketing related. So that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting. And we know that a lot of the hockey boys like Taylor Swift.
They do. They do.
Lots of Swifties. Lots mm-hmm. of Swifties in the NHL.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Lots. All right, hit me with your hunk of the week.
My hunk of the week. This was a debatable one. And it might get controversial. It's going to get controversial. I have two.
If you say Corey Perry, I'm ending this podcast and we're never speaking again.
I have two.
Okay.
One is the entire team of the Vancouver Canucks, because they are so fun right now.
Okay.
Okay. The entire team.
Mm-hmm.
Controversial, because I love all of the social media clips that come out of this person. And I never thought I would say this, but Brad Marchand.
Whoa.
He's so funny. He's so funny.
I'm a little shocked. You don't like these kinds of people.
Mm-mm. But he's funny. I might like him now, actually.
No, you don't. You don't. Promise you don't.
I'm not promising anything.
You got a giggle and you don't like Brad Marchand, I promise.
Okay, well, I giggled a lot. And then I purposely was watching videos of just him because he made me giggle even harder.
Okay. What did you see that made you like?
I'll have to send it to you. I'll have to just send it to you, because they post, the Bruins post so many like funny videos of him. And it's just, I just can't help but love him. He's so good at like doing like the lip reading kind of, you know, like the voiceovers.
Oh, yes.
The voiceovers. So he's so good at that. And he nails it every time. Every time.
Yeah.
I'll send you some videos, and then maybe we could just share them and people will maybe understand. I don't know. But those are my two.
I think you should just load up the Insta story tomorrow and be like, this is what Brazy was talking about on the podcast, and just share your like top three clips of Brad Marchand.
Okay. I'll do that.
He is funny.
He's so funny.
Know that you could like him. You're allowed to have your feelings. I didn't mean to tell you how you felt and that your feelings were wrong. I just
mm-hmm.
want you mm-hmm. to tread
but carefully. I'm wrong. Okay.
I just want you to tread carefully, because he's going to do something really weird inevitably in this season that you're not going to mm-hmm. be okay with, and you're going to eat your words.
Probably. And that's okay. I do that often.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
No.
Often and sometimes are kind of the same.
No, you don't. You're very okay. You're very short.
I appreciate that.
My hunk of the week, to nobody's surprise.
No, because you're a Minnesota Wild fan.
I am that. Jake Middleton. He did another Tarp Off interview post game. I love this man so much. All of the things. But the best part was the guy interviewing him from Bally Sports. I didn't realize it at the time, but he's wearing like a nude colored t-shirt over his like button down work shirt. And I didn't put it together because I was just so excited to see a Tarpoff interview with Midzi. And I love him, but they're doing a giveaway night in Minnesota where they're giving away a Tarpoff t-shirt that looks like Jake Middleton's body, right? Like it's nude. And it has the heart rate monitor around the waist, like fake printed on the t-shirt. There's like a stupid crappy tattoo on the side instead of like his full sleeve. He has like a full sleeve of like beautiful art. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's funny.
If anybody's in Minnesota and is at that game, please,
you need one.
Send me your shirt. I will pay you for it. I will put it up on the wall. I think it is so funny. It's just so good. So they're doing tarps off night for Midzi. It's great. Like brilliant. Of course. That's just what we need. We got the Sunny Milano Chia pet head. We've got tarps off t-shirts. Like it's, we're living here. We're living here.
We are. We sure are.
It's fantastic. The only other qualm I have with that interview was, I don't know why the camera person zoomed in so fast on Midzi's face. Like, so fast. Like, why can't we show a half-dressed man on television? Like, they had, like, the two-shot, and then it was like, whoo, zoomed in. I'm like, okay.
You're like, okay.
Somebody send me that clip in slow-mo so I can watch it over and over and slow-mo zoom in on him.
Oh, man.
It's where I'm at, folks. Got to get my kicks somewhere. Breezy's laughing at Marchie, and I'm wishing for slow-mo videos of Jake Middleton.
Yep. And that's where we're going to end it this week.
Yes, we are. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.